This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
How's your Spanish? How's your Spanish?
It could definitely use some work, so that's probably a great reason for me to have some extra time before heading over to Madrid, which is going to be a really cool experience for everybody.
There's Dan Quinn talking about, you know, potentially the Madrid game, right, from a few days ago. Or no, it was Rich Eisen yesterday. Yeah. Quinn was on with Rich Eisen yesterday. A little bit later on in the show, we'll play some of that sound. You guys are all sending me a lot of links to leaks about the schedule. Some of them are probably right. Some of them may not be. I don't know. I can only tell you what I know. As I mentioned before the show and then at the top of the show, Washington-Dallas, Christmas Day in Landover, more likely than not a 1 o'clock start, maybe a 4:30 start, not Christmas night. That appears to be locked in with Chiefs and Broncos. That is going to be a Netflix game. Cowboys Washington Christmas Day, and then I've been told that Washington at Green Bay on Thursday Night Football early in the season. Somebody else leaked out it's week two. I had heard that it was week two, just couldn't get that confirmed, but Washington at Green Bay Thursday Night Football. And then I think we'll see when the schedule comes out at some point, Washington at Kansas City on Monday Night Football, maybe followed by a West Coast trip to the Chargers. So we'll see how that plays out. But in terms of what we know new, in addition to Madrid against the Dolphins and the Eagles on December 20th, Cowboys-Washington Christmas Day and Washington at Green Bay week two on Thursday Night Football has been leaked. I know that it is very early in the season for sure against the Packers on Thursday Night Football, and look for Washington and Kansas City to play on Monday Night Football. It looks like, did the third Christmas Day game get leaked or not?
I think there were two that were put out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we were us in Dallas was kind of the one that was looming to be released.
All right. Yeah. All right. We'll figure it out.
Pulling it up.
I wanted to read this from, hold on, where is it? This comes from Dan. Dan writes subject heading, Rigged NBA Lottery. Kevin, you my man, but you are naive to think that the NBA lottery is not completely rigged. Yeah, I am in the camp of it is not rigged. For a lot of reasons that I expressed yesterday, and I'll express them again today. Sometimes these conversations annoy me in terms of people being so convinced, and this is one of those where people are totally convinced. And could the Patrick Ewing 1985, when David Stern was basically managing almost by himself the draft lottery, could that have been rigged? Yeah, I'm not saying that one wasn't rigged. Just remember, Tom says this all the time, for a conspiracy to be right, or for people to keep a secret, with so many people involved. That means these people can't say anything ever. It's impossible for that to happen. And there are a lot of people involved, but there are other reasons for it. But let me read the entirety of Dan's email. Kevin, you're my man, but you're naive to think that the NBA lottery is not completely rigged. Check out these numbers and tell me if you still feel that way. Since 1993, six teams have won the NBA draft lottery with a 3% chance or less. 2024 Hawks at 3%, 2011 Clippers traded to Cavs, 2025 Mavs, 2008 Bulls, 1993 Magic, 2014 Cavs. That means that 20% of the time over the last 31 years, a team with odds of 3% or less has won the lottery. Would you love to know what the probability of that happening is? LeBron going to Cleveland, Rose going to Chicago, and now Flagg replacing Luka is not a fluke. 3% doesn't happen 20% of the time. It's just math. Actually, that's not stats and probability math, Dan, all due respect. These are independent events. But beyond that, look, I mean, let's just go with the obvious, which is, do you understand what the NBA makes a year? Do you know that they signed an 11-year, $76 billion television contract last year? This league is so swimming in money right now, despite what many of you think of the NBA. And look, I feel that way about the regular season product. I think it's a terrible product, the NBA in the regular season. And All-Star Weekend is turned into, you know, a mockery. But it doesn't matter. They've got $76 billion from Amazon, from NBC, and from ESPN Disney, okay, for the next 11 years for their product. Do you think that anybody in their right mind looking at the risk-reward evaluation would put that $76 billion at risk? Because if they were to rig the draft lottery, the reward is incremental revenue because Luka's in L.A. and maybe Cooper Flagg's in Dallas. You're talking about maybe millions of dollars. $76 billion with a B. And if they were to get caught, and with as many people that would have to be quiet about the rigging of the draft lottery, this is not mom and pop. You've got Ernst & Young in there. You think Ernst & Young, one of the big six accounting firms, is going to go in there and say, hey, we got a great business. We've been around for, you know, 90 years, but we really like the idea of participating in the rigging of the NBA draft lottery. That'd be great for our business. Secondly, what comes out of the risk part after you contemplate the reward part, which is a peanuts fraction of what the overall risk is, you would put that television, those television deals into jeopardy, and people would go to prison, conspiracy and fraud on a very high level, because we're not talking about, you know, conspiracy and fraud at like a dollar store. The commissioner himself would have to be in on it. He makes $10, $12 million a year. You think he's going to prison and rigging the draft lottery? Because, yeah, it would be better if Luka were in L.A. and Cooper Flagg were in Dallas instead of Charlotte or Washington or Utah. You got to be insane to believe that these individuals, many of them, would actually conspire to rig the NBA draft lottery with the risk-reward equation. It's so lopsided. Secondly, or thirdly, back to Dan's email. Look, I went through this yesterday. For those that don't understand it, when you have 14 teams that are eligible for the number one pick, number two pick, number three pick, and number four pick, and that's what you're drawing for. I don't know if anybody's seen the actual video of the operation. I don't even know how you would rig it. I guess weighted ping pong balls? I don't know. They get sucked up before others do? I guess. I'm sure there's some. But it's a process with, I mean, every team in the room Ernst & Young in the room, multiple league members in the room. These ping pong balls apparently are, you know, weighed, and they go through a process. Then they go into a ping pong ball machine, and they get pulled, get sucked up one at a time. And then they let them mix around for 10 seconds in between pulling them. I mean, I don't know how you'd even do it. I'm sure there's a way, though.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
But for those that don't understand the process, there are basically 14 ping pong balls numbered 1 through 14 that they pull four of for each drawing for the first pick, second pick, third pick, and fourth pick. With 14 ping pong balls pulling four numbers, there is exactly 1,001 possible combinations. And every team is assigned a certain number of combination numbers. And the way the draft lottery works now, the three worst teams in the league, rather than the worst team, second worst team, and third worst team, because they wanted to prevent tanking at the end of the year. So they made the three worst teams' chances equal. And so they get, out of the 1,000 combinations, they get 140 of those 1,000 combinations. It's 1,001. They actually exclude 11, 12, 13, 14 is a combination just to get to 1,000. So they, if 11, 12, 13, 14 popped up, they would actually exclude and eliminate that as a drawing possibility, just so everybody understands that. So the three worst teams get 140 chances out of 1,000. That's 14% for the first overall pick. The fourth worst team gets 125. It's 12.5%. It keeps going down until the 14th team in the draft has five combinations out of the 1,000. So they've got a 0.5% chance of pulling number one. Now, just I'm giving you that just so that you understand, like for the Wizards, they finish with the second worst record. So they have a 14% chance of the first pick. They have a 13.42% of getting the second pick. They've got a 12.75% of getting the third pick and 11.97% of getting the fourth pick. They have a 27.84% opportunity to get the fifth pick. Why is that? Because you draw for the top four, and then it goes in order of worst record to best record of the remaining teams that didn't finish in the top four. So their chances of getting the fifth pick were the best at 27.84%, and their percent chance of getting the sixth pick was the second best odds for them at 20.02%. And they actually ended up getting the second best odds for them, the sixth pick overall. Sucks, because they certainly had, you know, basically a 52.2% chance of finishing in the top four and a 47.8% chance of finishing in the fifth and sixth. But, you know, near coin flip there. And so they ended up with the wrong side of the coin flip. and not even their best chance on the wrong side of the coin flip, their second best chance. So just so everybody understands, the Wizards' chances of getting like the first pick weren't 50-50 or 75. It's 14%. So there was an 86% chance they weren't. And there was a 48% chance, a 47.8% chance, so nearly a 48% chance that they wouldn't end up in the top four, that they would end up at five or six. And the best chance was fifth, and the second best chance was sixth. Now, back to Dan's thing. Here's where, like, just the idea of listing players and teams and, like, why Dallas and not Philadelphia if it was being rigged? Okay, because it was the quid pro quo for Luka Doncic. Okay, why didn't they just trade the Luka to the 76ers and do it that way? I mean, the Lakers are the highest profile team in the league. I understand that. Okay, I get it. But, like, you know, a couple of years ago, when Zion Williamson was the last, you know, Victor Wembanyama, Zion Williamson prior to this draft with Cooper Flagg were the last, like, number one guarantees that were potential franchise changers. Why did they let Zion Williamson go to New Orleans? Because of the Chris Paul trade? Seriously? You think Zion Williamson to New Orleans was in the best interest, long-term interest of the league if he was going to be the next face of the league? Come on, man. You know better than that. You know, no one wanted Zion Williamson to end up in New Orleans. By the way, for years, why didn't Kobe Bryant play LeBron James in the finals ever when that's all anybody wanted to see for many years? LeBron versus Kobe in the NBA Finals. Never happened. The league's so rigged. Zion Williamson to New Orleans. I mean, you know, last year, the 3% chance, the Hawks, oh, are you just trying to cover your tracks? We're going to give another low percent. We know next year is going to be Dallas, Luka, the whole thing, because that trade is orchestrated for right around the holidays or whenever it happened. So let's make sure that everybody understands that somebody with a very low percentage can finish number one. We'll give it to the Hawks, and they can draft Zachary Risache. I don't know, man. San Antonio for Wembanyama? I mean, San Antonio is a good NBA franchise. It's not a great NBA market when it comes to, you know, how many eyeballs tune in to their games. There's just a lot that, you know, I'd go back to Zion as number one. Zion was the one where everybody was counting down the days. Who's going to win this lottery and get Zion Williamson? New Orleans? Come on. You don't think in that particular draft they wouldn't have preferred the Knicks get Zion Williamson? They were in the lottery. The Lakers were in the lottery that year because they had a traded pick. I guess that was with New Orleans. So the Lakers were in it too. You don't think that those teams, the Bulls, were in the lottery that year? I mean, there were much better opportunities than New Orleans for Zion Williamson. Turns out Zion's injuries have really kind of prevented the career from taking off. When he's been healthy, he's been pretty good. Yeah, I start with risk reward. The risk is so great, and the reward is just not worth the risk, even close to it. It just isn't. So I understand, and you know, statistics and probability, you know, 100. If you took it in college, you understand that the one point, what was Dallas's percentage again?
1.8%. Yep. 1.8.
It's not zero, so it can happen. It's not likely, but it can happen, and it did. All right. Coming up at noon, Tommy's going to jump on with me. Rob Manfred basically made Pete Rose eligible to be voted on for the Hall of Fame. So what does that mean? Will he end up in the Hall of Fame? Tommy will join us at 12. Something Dan Quinn said to Rich Eisen yesterday when we come back.
All right. The Washington Commanders will reportedly open their season against the New York Giants. And Kevin Sheehan has reported that the Commanders will play the Dallas Cowboys on Christmas. Full schedule release show will be tonight with Linnell Willingham right after the Craig Hoffman Show right here on the Team 980. The Nats extend their losing streak to 7 games. They fall to Atlanta 5-2. The NBA, the Pacers close out the Cleveland Cavaliers 114-105. Pacers with 5 players and 10 or more points. Tyrese Halliburton led them with 31. The Nuggets fall to the Thunder 112-105. Not for a lack of trying, though. Nikola Jokic had 44 points, 15 rebounds, 5 assists. And SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, on the other side for Oklahoma, put up a well-rounded 31-6-7. The Caps, they are off tonight, but they will take on the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow with their backs against the wall. The Caps are looking to stave off elimination right here on 106.7 The Fan. Lars Eller will draw out of the lineup, and Connor McMichael will move to center. Radish and Leonard will play in their spots. Pregame at 6:45 on 106.7 The Fan tomorrow night with Katie Florio, John Walton, and Ben Sabrin. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open up the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports, and that's what's trending.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.